I'm going to read from a letter sent to me by a devotee in Kazan, your former place of residence. Were you born there? From Kazan, which, for all of those of you who don't know, is the capital of Tatarstan. Tatarstan is not Stan. They lost the huh in there, which is one of the states within the Russian Federation. But it's sent on behalf of a devotee from Naberezhny Cholny, which is the second biggest city, I think, in Tatarstan. Translated from Russian. It's a letter from an aspiring female disciple of mine in which she describes in some detail how she is involved with children in Krishna consciousness and how at the Sunday programs she's helping with engaging the children in Krishna conscious activities at their level, because children, they require separate treatment. If they have the same program as everyone else, especially when they're young, they tend to just run around and disturb everything. So that's very nice. It's good. The children need looking after. Kaumara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavatani iha durlabhang manusham janma tadapya dhruvam arthadam. You see how many times this word bhagavat comes in the verses again and again. So this is stated by Prahlad Maharaj, which Srila Prabhupada often quoted. He quoted it in the preface to Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the first verse he quotes in his whole presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam, this verse. That from the very beginning of life, one should take up Krishna consciousness, Bhagavat Dharma, because it's available in the human form of life, which is temporary. So we should take advantage of it while we can. So the point Srila Prabhupada is making there is, Prahlad Maharaj is making, is that Krishna consciousness should be imparted from the beginning of life to children. Of course, we can take to Krishna consciousness at any age, but as I was mentioning the other day, and whenever I mention such a point, or whenever such a point is mentioned, we usually get well, the point I was making is that we've had so many bad impressions in our minds from before we came to Krishna consciousness, and even we're picking them up as we go along, even after coming to Krishna consciousness. So we picked up so many bad impressions in this life. The modern society is a very nasty society, which trains people to act in such a way that they can go to hell and is making hell on earth right here now. So usually when I say this, we see devotees, yes, they respond to that. Yes, we're trying to be Krishna conscious, but we have so many bad impressions in our mind, kusangskara. So the idea is that Srila Prabhupada, he gave so many ideas, but one of them was to train children in Krishna consciousness, because we have bad impressions from previous lives, but there's no need to pick up a whole bunch more in this life. Better to train children from the very beginning in Krishna consciousness. So for that purpose, Srila Prabhupada founded Gurukul, Krishna conscious Gurukul, so that children could have a good education from the beginning. Good education means in Krishna consciousness, based on Srila Prabhupada's teachings, based on Srila Prabhupada's books. So, Sunday school for children, 2 or 3 hours, it's not exactly the same concept, but it's a case of something is better than nothing. Although really, Gurukul is the real thing. That if you really want to see, to have children have a chance, then Gurukul. But then again, it may be Srila Prabhupada who wanted to establish Varnashram, in which he said that not everyone requires formal education. Although that's being very much promoted, it's already established in the Western world that everyone should have a formal education, and it's being promoted very much now. But it's not required, even in the modern age. Those who are going to drive auto rickshaws, they don't need to spend 10 years in a school studying, so that, and then later they drive an auto rickshaw. Or even to do business. Nowadays, to do business, they go and get an MBA, but previously, I saw here in India, the young boys from about the age of 7 or 8 would go in the shop with their father, and they'd just learn how to deal with customers, how to do business, whatever line they were in, they would know what the quality is, whether it's cloth or steel bars or whatever it is. And often, you know, there'd be a big sheet. In North India, sheet means a rich man. And they couldn't read or write. Wasn't required for them to read or write. What they needed to know, they knew. So the boy from the age of 7 or 8 was in the shop. Now they're against that now, child labor. But the boy, they're against child labor, but they send them to the school where it's one kind of labor to study in the school. But in the shop, they learn immediately. They have a profession set up for life. Interestingly, they're not against child labor when they have children acting in the films, right? That's not called child labor. Advertisements also, yeah. That's child labor also. But they're not against that. There's this boy, Harry Potter. He was playing Harry Potter from a young age. And then he grew up and now he's a drug addict. So much for Harry Potter. So, Gurukul, that is best. Out in the country. See, this is a quiet road, but it's so noisy. This is supposed to be a quiet area, but it's all the time there's some noise. Did you hear that screaming last night? None of you heard that, only I heard that. You were here? It was about 11:30? No, this last night, here. Oh, a transformer burst or something. No, last night, about 11:30, there was some screaming. And I thought it sounded just like our London temple. Where we're in the heart of London, and outside the temple every night there's screaming and, you know, fighting and all this. One morning I went out after Mangalati to chant japa, and there's all blood and broken glass all over this pavement, right outside the temple. Because, you know, it's London, so capital of the civilized world. So I thought, oh no, this is coming here also. Some screaming and then some commotion and this and that. I thought maybe someone's fighting or this or that. You didn't hear it, you all slept through it. So yeah, this nasty modern civilization and these stupid people, they call this progress. The poor kids have to go to some nasty school for so many years and study, and they don't. Now they have some new name. The doctors have made some new name for the kind of depression that the children get before they commit suicide. Little kids, they're committing suicide due to stress at school. Horrible society. So let the children live in a peaceful environment from the beginning of life, Gurukul. Now we're starting some Gurukul projects, but we're finding that we're bringing kids out. They've already been in the regular school for a few years, and already their minds are, in some cases, their minds are so disturbed. It's very difficult to deal with them. So, Sunday school is the Something's Better Than Nothing program. I would say in some ways that Russia, especially in remote places, of course, Kazan's quite a big city. It's what, number 5 in Russia? Yeah, but it's number, first is Moscow, second Petersburg, third Nizhny, fourth Rostov. It's the 10th biggest city, so it's quite a big city. Russia's mostly all cities. There's not many people living in the country. So it's a big city, but it's a long way from Moscow, Petersburg, the main cultural centers of degradation. So it's still it's a provincial capital. And Tatarstan, it's very much provincial. So in some ways, I would say that in some ways, the people are more simple and innocent, I would say, than in India, where there's so much, this modernization. And at least the average person there is not, they don't have so many, they're not as affluent as the middle class Indians here. So in some ways, they're more simple and less spoiled than many of the people in India. But then again, they don't have the religious culture, so. But in some ways, there's good possibility to train children there in Krishna consciousness. Better to have Gurukuls. So anyway, getting to the questions, asking for my advice. How should we arrange work with the parents? I'm sorry, I don't understand this question. Did you send to? Yes. I don't know what you mean. I could speculate what you mean, but the first question, I don't understand, sorry. In general, the translation is good, but sometimes if there's one word, then you can't follow what it means. You could, if she's online, you could ask her to clarify what that means. Does it mean how do you arrange the work that the parents do? Or how do you arrange interacting with the parents, with the... I don't know. Do we act correctly in training and upbringing our children? Correctly? Well, with the lack of clear guidelines, I would say that your sincerity to do so is the correctness, but... There's a lot of work to do in our movement in writing curricula for Gurukuls, training children. To make a Krishna-conscious society, especially in the Western world where there's no idea of it, and increasingly in India there's no idea of it, as with each generation, they don't know. They're not raised with Krishna-conscious as previous generations were, at least with... When I first came to India 30-something years ago, every house they'd have so many pictures of Krishna or different demigods. Nowadays, no. There's no such idea. Yeah. So the culture has gone down a lot. One of the things mentioned was there was some drama about Santa Claus. Better do dramas which are directly Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada, he said that we should do dramas according to themes from Shastra. I have seen some good dramas done by devotees which show, they show some situation in modern life and bring in Krishna consciousness, but Prabhupada's direction is there to do directly from Shastra, because, well, one thing is you can't go wrong if you do directly from Shastra, although there may be a tendency to speculate or bring in unnecessary things if we do otherwise. But otherwise, the basic process of Krishna consciousness is very simple, and Krishna consciousness children can take to it very easily also, which is to chant the holy names of Krishna, to learn about Krishna. They can learn from the beginning that the basic principles, that we are not the body. The body is temporary. We all have to die. You can teach them from the beginning. But there is Krishna who's looking after us. Generally we think that we should tell children just stories. But there's no harm to, we can tell them philosophy also. Often children are better at philosophy than grown-up people who get all messed up by education. You see one of these t-shirt jokes they have is I was born intelligent, but then I got a good education. Then I went to school. Education spoiled me, something like that. Yeah. How should we awake the interest of those parents of children whose children do not attend programs? Presumably that means, how do we get the parents who don't send the children to the programs to get their children to go to the programs? Well, if the programs are so attractive and the children are so happy by attending them, then maybe the children of those parents themselves will ask to go. Often, practice is more effective in conveying a message than precept. That means that you can tell people, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this, but just by seeing others do it, they're more likely to do it. So if they, just like we can tell people the cities are horrible, live in the country and live peacefully and chant Hare Krishna, we can go on saying that, but then if we actually do that and show that and people are happy, then people can follow the example. If there's no example to follow, then we're asking them to be the pioneers. Srila Prabhupada actually said that. This is in, I believe, in October 1977, or very late in Srila Prabhupada's Manifest Pastimes. Devotees were talking about the future, and city temples, and Prabhupada said, no, no city. There's no need of city. The cities will cease to be, Prabhupada said. They'll see our farms and people will join our farms. They'll see it's so nice that they'll automatically want to come. We didn't get to that stage yet. But many people in the cities, it hasn't started so much in India yet, but in the West, many people are feeling that this is horrible life, but they don't know any alternative. And then they take shelter in intoxication or just mass illusion, just like sports, films, all this kind of, all these movies are just to make us forget our present situation. That's all. Forget for some time. Go to a movie, forget, and then the movie's over and you have to go back to your life with all its problems. So, make the program so nice. Stories, I'm saying, can teach the children philosophy. But stories can be told also. And then dramas, children love, they train the children to perform dramas of Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela, Ram Leela. What should be avoided in our cooperation with parents and their children? Again, I'm not exactly sure what the question means. There are a lot of films and cartoons about Krishna. Can we use them in our programs arranged for the children? Again, I would recommend more have dramas that the children do themselves based on direct Shastric themes. There are some cartoons about Krishna which have recently been made, which I looked at one of them for about 20 seconds, and then I made my judgment that no, not this, because it looks very, it makes the whole subject of Krishna seem very cheap. There's a cartoon of Krishna with some gopis giggling, some cartoon gopis. I thought, no, this is not the Krishna that I was given by Prabhupada. This is someone's cheap version. Films also, there are a lot of films, but they're mostly all mixed up with some speculations that I saw some movie, Nimai of Nadia, Nilachale Mahaprabhu. It's so many speculations, like something like Prataparudra wanted to arrest Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so I can't remember. And I spoke to the devotee who's marketing these with English subtitles, they're Bengali films, and he said, well, I cut out a lot of the worst stuff. Still, then there's nothing left if you want to cut out all the stuff which is not exactly according to the what's given in Shastra. So it is attractive, no doubt, but in general I'm not much, although I've done myself quite a few lectures recorded for TV, but in general I'm not so much in favor of that medium. I know this is being broadcast on the internet and this and that, but in the modern age, the TV, internet, everything's becoming more and more impersonal, where people, they just hit a button or something and then they get on with their life without interaction with people. It's better for children too, like that. Make your own dramas. Let them interact with others and with all the, you know, they may squabble amongst each other or whatever, but it's better to be with real people that just, the only friends you have are someone who's given some false name and they're a Facebook friend. That's not real life. So films and cartoons about Krishna, yeah, I'm also not much in favor of that. As you ask me, others may say something different, but we have to see what the result is. If we want to communicate pure Krishna consciousness, which is what Srila Prabhupada came to give us, then we can't just make it cheap. Cheap is easy. It's easy to tell people, yeah, you chant Hare Krishna, do whatever damn thing you like, but then you won't get what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. So, yeah, you can bring them up in Krishna consciousness as best you can, but then again, they have to go back to school and home and all these things. So better, if we really want to do the very best for the children, is to have our own gurukuls. Oh yeah, but that's another point I wanted to make, is that Srila Prabhupada wanted to introduce Varnashram, in which anyway all the children won't go to school. They can all chant Hare Krishna, but not everyone will go to school. And if we say that nowadays, people think that's the most cruel and wrong and biased thing to say. But it makes sense, actually. Again, why should you send to school for 10 years or 12 years or 15 years someone who, it's just not required. If they go in the city driving auto rickshaws, or If we want to get out of the city, driving a bull, you don't need a big education. Rowing a boat across a river, you may say, well, now all the rivers have bridges and you just drive your big truck over the bridges and get stuck in a traffic jam on the bridge because the highways are wide but the bridge is not so wide, and so there's always a traffic jam on there. We see, and Bharuch, the Narmada bridge, there's always line, day and night, lines of trucks. So the truck drivers, what education do they need to drive a truck? So that's practical, actually, this whole idea, everyone has to have an education. It's impractical, and it's actually cruel to the kids. Those who don't have the intelligence to do so much study, and then they get laughed at by the other kids. And so not everyone has the same ability, trying to make everyone into a big scholar. And then even if you do, which is not possible anyway, then who's going to do the, who's going to clean the toilet? Someone has to do that also. So our whole outlook on education and society and life in general and everything is completely different to that of the Karmis. So you have to see. I mean, generally, devotees nowadays, what I'm seeing is they want to bring up their children to have the best of both worlds, that they'll be a so-called success in this miserable society and also be a devotee. But our outlook is there's no best in this material life. There's nothing good in it anyway. It's not a good proposition. But we have to live in this world, so Varnashram, live simply, chant Hare Krishna. But this whole idea of more and more industrialization and urbanization, it's a disaster for the whole human society. How long is it all going to last? All this oil, they're depending on oil. Maybe just within a few weeks that America's going to attack Iran, and then, you know, the whole world situation anytime. I mean, all these demons, they're all killing animals, millions of animals. How long can they go on doing this before the whole karmic, the buildup of pus bursts out in a big boil? How long can they go on? How long is this oil-based civilization going? Even the Karmis themselves know it's not going to last, and they're talking about alternative sources of fuel. Forget the alternative sources. Just, we have the alternative sources, the bull, that's all. We don't need all this. We saw there at Hebri now, they have the bulls making irrigation. They have a well, and the bulls pull up the water, and then it comes down in a little channel, canal, and waters the fields. That's all. Drive the bulls. They walk round and round in a circle. And they can do that for pressing the oil seeds also, so you get castor oil, and then you get light, so there's your energy problem solved. You want to go somewhere? Well, you can go on a bullock cart. The bull doesn't walk any quicker than you. So how far are you going to go? That was the solution. People call this primitive. But we say that living in a society where there's screaming in the middle of the night, or London is considered like the height of civilization, but like I say, our temple in central London is just normal in the night to hear screaming and fighting, and then go down in the morning and there's blood on the pavement because they clean up about six, or they come with a hose in the morning and clean up, so there's before the hosing downtime, broken glass, and that's not civilization. Civilization is live simply, chant Hare Krishna. To be detached from material possessions, that is high class. Not to more. That's not civilization. That's low class. That is kama and lobha. Material desire compounded into greed. Let me get more and more and more. Your family line is gold, is it? Gold business. Gold, diamonds, all this. What's the value, actually? I mean, what is the value of gold, actually? Ah, you can wear it and it looks nice, but then you can get some artificial gold and it all looks the same. It only has value because people ascribe value to it. Otherwise, as a metal, iron is much more useful, actually. Gold, the value is it doesn't rust. Iron rusts. And people think it looks nice, that's all. What are you going to do? You're hungry, you're going to eat gold? What's the value, actually? Just people think you get gold and diamonds, very good. But there's no actual usefulness to it also. Okay, any question, comment, or any other such thing? No, everything clear. Already said all these things so many times. So many times I've discussed all these things. And it's good, we should discuss. If we don't discuss these things, then we'll start to think, well, maybe material life is quite good after all. Mayavadis. I wouldn't speak about Mayavadis this time.
They become stones, precious stones and diamonds.
They become precious stones and diamonds. I didn't hear that. Where did you hear that? I heard they became stones, but I didn't hear they became diamonds.
Precious stones?
No, I never heard that. Prabhupada said they can become stones because they want to be like unconscious. So they can take birth as a stone. But I never heard they became a precious stone. Elsewhere, Prabhupada states they can become jackals. The most condemned creature for their blasphemy of Krishna. Okay, that's it.